Paula Cunningham is the president and CEO of Capital National Bank. She was also the president of Lansing Community College. A group of community leaders with deep backgrounds in business and education have been granted a charter to operate a free public school that teaches entrepreneurial skills to students. Live, Learn, and Lead L3 Entrepreneurial Academy is scheduled to open on September 10th for grades K through 6, and Paula's here to talk with us. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. You couldn't stay away from working in education, could you?
I couldn't stay away from helping to improve the quality of life of our communities, and I think that education is the key or the cornerstone for that quality of life being improved.
All right, tell us about L3. Tell us about the genesis of it, how it came to be, who's all involved, and what you hope to accomplish.
Oh, great. I get a whole hour. That's wonderful. the genesis of it is probably not just a point in time, but it is a gathering of thoughts, ideas, people. It's the media talking about the options of education or what students don't have. It's the 25% dropout rate. And realizing that you can't just keep ignoring that. The media reports the facts, and we say, oh, my goodness. And it's nothing wrong with the public school system. Sometimes students just need other options. They need other types of structure. And so I shared this idea of starting an entrepreneurial school. You look at entrepreneurs, we heard you talk about some of your own core tenets. It's self-determination, responsibility. The greatest ROI you'll ever have is how you invest in yourself. It's understanding financial literacy. I passed that idea on to some other folks. It started gaining momentum, and before you knew it, we had Leap and Donald Duke from Cleveland Law School saying this is a great idea, and others who have been involved. And so then I also spoke with folks who were in education, people who had been in education and gotten out, and we had a brainstorming meeting, Mark Nixon, a whole bunch of folks who went and sat down, and we just let's create the perfect school for this community. And we had 22 people sitting over at the Fishbone over in Mitchell's over in Eastwood, and we kind of created the perfect school, and then we went about making it happen. So that perfect school involves the entrepreneurial tenets of which again are self-responsibility, no excuses. We can't blame someone else for our failures. We have to make any entrepreneur out there will tell you failure was not an option. They had to get up and go to work every day. They had to invest. They had to do whatever was necessary to be successful. And children are our greatest asset. I know we hear that all the time, but we have to invest in them to make certain they're successful.
All right, this new school will be K through 6. It's a public charter school. If I'm considering putting my two boys in that, what would they learn? What's the curriculum going to be like?
Oh, the curriculum is awesome. I get excited, as a former educator, I really get excited about the curriculum. It's based on Who Owns the Ice House, which was a Clifton Talbert curriculum, and it has been endorsed and supported by Kauffman Foundation and others. But it is still, it integrates the Michigan core curriculum. Michigan has a curriculum, a national core curriculum that has to be certified. So that's still there, and so we're not, doing anything other than separate from what the other schools are doing in terms of what needs to be learned at every grade level. But we have incorporated an entrepreneurial slant or focus or magnet, just like magnet schools, to this particular academy. And that means that every child in that school will have a job. They'll have to interview for that position. They will have to fill out an application, be interviewed, and they'll have that job for 12 weeks and then go get evaluated. And the teaching, the job being in the school, it could be something that's making certain that all the computers are turned off at the end of the day. It could be something like making certain that that all the books or the things are put away. Whatever that job is, they're going to have to understand that it's not just something that's given to them, but they're going to have to apply for it. If students now, they might get 90 points on a test or 60 points. Well, they'll get $60 deposited into a financial account, not real dollars, but fictitious dollars. But that's how the grading system will be. And if they're late for school, then they're going to get deducted 10 points. And once a month, they'll get a financial statement with their name on it saying what they have in deposit and what they withdrew, based on behavior. So they'll be integrated in so many different ways, even from an early age, that you have to take responsibility, that there's some value added to every action and every decision that you make. And one of the beauties of this is that we have been granted the charter to add a grade every year. So if your fourth grader starts with us in fourth grade, they'll be able to graduate with us in 12th grade. So So we'll be looking at another building for middle school and high school as we move forward.
Now, Paula, we have talked with leaders from the MEA as well as the American Federation of Teachers, and both sides of those entities have told me that, in their opinion, most charter schools don't work, whether they're profit or nonprofit. They just don't work, and they don't like them.
Well, does that surprise you?
So you're going.
I'm not here. My children are products of public school. They did not go to a private school. I'm not here saying that all charters are better than anyone else or all charters are horrible. I am here to tell you though that we are set to a different level of accountability. If we don't do what we say we're going to do, we're closed.
All right, but why should
the authorizers shut us down?
Why would I want to send my kid there as opposed to sending him to a Lansing school?
You may not want to. It's not for everyone. But we have an individual, just like the magnets. You know, you might not want to send your school to a performing arts school. You might not want to send your child to an engineering or math and science school. That might not be for them. So it's not for everyone. But for those individuals who want to take on more responsibility, who want an individualized learning plan, who want smaller class sizes, who want extended school days, who want teachers who will stay after school and work with that individual child until they get it, who want no failure as an option, then you might want to consider it.
Where is your building located? Do you have a principal and staff in place yet?
Oh, yes, we have. We have all those individuals identified. We are having a huge enrollment cookout enrollment extravaganza this Saturday at 3000 West Miller Road. It's the old Life Changers building on West Miller Road, 3000 West Miller Road, and that will take place from 12:30 to 4:30. You can also visit our website at learnlivelead.org. or give us a call at 517-214-9075 to learn more, or come out to the cookout. We've got King of the Grill who's out there. He's going to be barbecuing chicken. We've got a DJ, and even Dave Thompson from Michigan State University is going to bring out some basketball hoops and have a little bit of a shootout. So we're hoping to just share this information with a lot of students, and for those parents who think this is something that they're students, an educational option for their students, we certainly encourage them to apply or enroll. And for those who say it isn't, we wish them all the best.
All right, Paul, let's stay in touch and talk more detailed about this pretty fascinating story. Thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate you, Tony. Thanks for all you're doing.